Coming up on WCRS, we're Youth Beat Radio. This week, we celebrate the lengthening of days as the winter solstice passes us by. Learn about the many traditions celebrated around the world to welcome back the warmth of the sun and listen to some great music, too. We'll travel to the shores of ancient Rome, the heart of Europe, and the diversity of China, so stay put to go far. But first, a little bit of night music. That was Megan Smith with It Snowed. I'm Lindsay Hirsch here on Youth Beat Radio, wishing you a very happy Monday evening. Tonight, we're taking a dive into the many celebrations that mark the winter solstice worldwide. But to do that, we should define what the winter solstice is. Scientifically speaking, the winter solstice is the point of the year where the North Pole is tilted furthest from the sun. This year, that point is Sunday, December 21st, so just yesterday. For the Northern Hemisphere, it is the shortest day of the year, with Columbus, Ohio receiving around 9 hours of sunlight. After this point, the days begin to lengthen. In the Southern Hemisphere, however, things are reversed. The winter solstice marks the longest day of the year, and all subsequent days are shorter. So that's the scientific side of things. But the winter solstice has long been far more than a change in the length of days. For thousands of years, humans of the Northern Hemisphere have celebrated the return of warmth and light into their lives. It is these northern celebrations that we focus on tonight, starting with pre-Christian Rome, where we'll find a celebration both wild and wonderful. Saturnalia was an ancient Roman festival held in honor of Saturn, the Roman god of agriculture. Held on December 17th, this holiday served as a model for the Catholic Feast of Fools years later. On this day alone, the hierarchy of Roman society reversed itself, and almost anything could occur. After a sacrifice to start off the festival, a huge public feast was held, followed by private gift givings. Masters served their servants, and one lucky individual was chosen by a lot to be king for the day. He had free rein to do whatever he wished, no matter how foolish, and absurd commands were considered the best kind. The general cry throughout the day was Io Saturnalia, which has no specific translation, but is an exclamation of triumph and celebration. As the holiday began to gain popularity, it grew into a 7-day celebration of all things outlandish and unconventional. Those of you familiar with Disney's The Hunchback of Notre Dame may find all of this strangely akin to festivals in the movie. Though this festival is the aforementioned Feast of Fools, it is probably a relatively accurate depiction of its father holiday, minus the fact that it's in France. As such, our next song choice is the film song Topsy Turvy by the famed Alan Menken.
Woo! Once a year we throw a party here in town. Once a year we turn all parties upside down. Every man's a king and every king's a clown. Once again it's topsy-turvy day. It's the day that their molinos get released. It's the day we mock the pig and shark the priest. Every king is topsy-turvy at the feast of fools. Everything is upsy-daisy. Everyone is acting crazy. Dross is gold and weeds are a bouquet. That's the way on topsy-turvy day. Beat the drums and blow the trumpets. Sharpers who can lay. Scurvy knaves are extra scurvy on the 6th of January.
All because it's topsy-turvy day.
Here it is, the moment you've been waiting for. Here it is, you know exactly what's in store. Now's the time we laugh until our sides get sore. Now's the time we crown the king of fools. You all remember last year's king? Face that's horrible and frightening. Make a face as gruesome as a gargoyle's wing. For the face that's ugliest will be the king of fools. Why? Ugly folks, forget your shyness. You could soon be called your highness.
Cause your foulest nature's on display.
Be the king of topsy-turvy day.
I love that song, almost as much as I love food. Food is a funny thing, you know. We've managed to incorporate it into every form of ritual and celebration imaginable, the winter solstice included. The Chinese especially have a long-standing tradition of eating the solstice away, though where you are in China will determine just what it is you're eating. Northern China enjoys traditional dumplings or wontons, while southern China favors sticky puddings or tsampa, a roasted barley flour said to have nutty flavor when cooked into bread, dumplings, or soup. Regardless, restaurants often sell out of this chosen food, and people eat early to ensure their share, as they are said to bring good fortune in the coming year. In southern China, a meal of red beans is often eaten by the entire family to ward off ghosts and bad luck. Sometimes dumplings and sweets are even left for ancestors, and the Taiwanese leave traditional 9-layered cakes for deceased friends and family, which sounds delightful. Like Saturnalia, the Winter Solstice Festival in China has a very old history. It was first considered a holiday during the Han Dynasty, which ran from 220 to 206 BC and became popular almost immediately. Now, while we gear up to head over to Spain, enjoy some traditional Chinese ensemble music. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, Jack jump over the candlestick. The people of Spain took this nursery rhyme to a whole new level. Instead of candlesticks, they prefer bonfires. Las Agueras, the Spanish celebration of the winter solstice, literally translates to the bonfires, and for good reason. Every year, communities large and small light huge bonfires in the town square, and people take turns leaping over the lower flames. This somewhat unnerving stunt is said to burn away evil and to cleanse the jumper, ensuring good fortune as the days lengthen. This day is much loved in the places that it is celebrated, though no one can remember exactly how it got its start. There is no doubt that it finds its roots in the original pagan religions of Spain, but exactly what religion and what ceremony it delineates from has long been lost to history. Regardless, Las Agueras is a solstice celebration sure to put the fire back in you. And under you, for that matter. But remember, much like Billy Joel, we didn't start the fire. Welcome back to Youth Beat Radio on WCRS. I'm Lindsay Hirsch. If you've just tuned in, you're just in time. We've been exploring celebrations of the winter solstice, from masters serving servants in Rome to Chinese dumplings to flame hopping in Spain, and we're just about to cruise on over to Europe. Europe has a very rich history of religion that vastly predates the introduction of Christianity. The Celts had a huge influence over European religion for quite a while, and the whispers of their beliefs can still be heard in the celebration of Yule. We covered Yule in last week's episode, but we felt it worthy enough to resurrect and elaborate on. Celebrated predominantly by Wiccans, Yule is perhaps the most obvious herald of lighter times ahead. Celebrated on the day of the solstice, festivities vary widely from person to person and family to family. Yule logs are a common feature, and burning them is said to bring different results depending on what tree they come from. The Celts burn these logs in honor of Thor, their god of storms. Some people save a branch from the log to start next year's Yule fire, while others burn the entire log until it is nothing but ash. This ash was originally either strewn across the field to promote fertility or put under the mattress to ward off lightning strikes. This was arguably less effective than the lightning rod that came a few hundred years later, but hey, who am I to judge? Aside from Yule logs, the Battle of the Holly and Oak Kings is often depicted either through reenactment or storytelling. On the winter solstice, it is said that the Oak King, the King of Light, fights the Holly King, the King of Darkness. He ultimately wins the battle, thus lengthening the days and returning spring. During the summer solstice, however, the Oak King has aged and is defeated by the Holly King, signaling the shortening of days and the onset of autumn. Now, folks, I tried to find songs about battling kings, I really did, but the best I could come up with is Finest Kind's version of the Holly and the Ivy. Enjoy!
Oh, the holly and the ivy, when they are both full grown, of all the trees that are in the wood, the holly tree bears the crown. Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry accord, sweet singing all in the choir.
Oh, the holly tree bears a berry as red as any blood.
Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry accord, sweet singing all in the choir.
Oh, the holly tree bears a blossom as white as any flower.
Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry accord, sweet singing all in the choir.
Oh, the holly tree bears a prickle as sharp as any thorn.
Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry.
Thank you for turning on this week's edition of Youth Beat Radio. In honor of the recent winter solstice, we've covered some ways different cultures welcomed the sun and warmth back into the Northern Hemisphere and enjoyed some great music along the way. While we have to wrap it up this week, we hope you'll join us every Monday evening at 7:30 here on WCRS. For Youth Beat Radio, this is Lindsay Hirsch wishing you a happy holiday and a lovely new year. To play us out, I've decided to annoy half of you and delight the other half. Ladies and gentlemen, I leave you with the amazing talents of Idina Menzel and the wildly popular Let It Go.
Snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, can't hold it back It's funny how some distance makes everything seem small. And the fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. No light, no rope, no rules for me.
You've been listening to Youth Beat Radio. Check us out on the web at youthbeat.osu.edu or email us at youthbeat@osu.edu. You can also find us on Facebook under Youth Beat Radio. Youth Beat Radio is produced by students from Central Ohio universities, high schools, and youth organizations. It is sponsored by the School of Environment and Natural Resources at The Ohio State University, Ohio State University Extension, the Puffin Foundation West, and local sponsors. The views expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of those stations or the sponsors.